The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Mr. Sinatra, when we just checking the sky. If you get a chance out of New York or Jersey, you can look outside. Beautiful purple sky. As we come into 7:06 on this Monday, December 13th. Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. Just the inspiration of a community yesterday in the city of Hoboken, New Jersey. Had a great time unveiling the Frank Sinatra statue. So many people came out. It was jam-packed. They had to set up extra chairs. There were people standing in the back. And they allowed me the honor of being the master of ceremonies and hosting Tina Sinatra, royalty, certainly. And to you, thank you for being there. Thank you for showing up. All about community. All about the Italian-Americans. All about all ethnicity everywhere. All about the great Sinatra name, which really epitomizes the fight and the heart and the work ethic of Americans everywhere. So I was so proud to be there yesterday. Had a great, great time in Hoboken, New Jersey. But our hearts go out to across the south of the United States of America, where those tornadoes, there we have 100 dead already in the tornadoes, rest their souls. So this was a death toll, historic tornadoes over the weekend in Kentucky and my goodness gracious, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Arkansas. So they're just recovering. And when you see the devastation, and there was a nursing home, it just wiped out. But then, you know what's weird about the tornadoes, not unlike earthquakes, is where there's pictures on the wall that just haven't been touched. And how do you know? My question is, don't they have a warning system for this? Don't they see this weather pattern starting to develop? And I guess they do. I guess they do those tornado sirens, but apparently not enough. So, and I don't like when the government, they have nothing else. The government has nothing else. They don't want to do any research. So they go, oh, it's climate change. It's climate change. And that's a total cop-out, because we should know. We should have warning. And by the way, we should have warning for earthquake, too. I'm sorry. You know, you don't. I was in L.A. I was in several earthquakes in Los Angeles. It's not pretty. It's the scariest thing in the world. People go, why do you live in New Jersey? I go, you know, because the ground doesn't move. Although there is a thing called the Ramapo Fault. And what the great psychic Edgar Casey said, that the Ramapo Fault is going to go before anything else. So I hope that he was wrong on that one. I don't know. But they should be able to predict these things. No. Yeah, meantime, you spend $1,300 on a phone and it doesn't work. So I guess that's where we are in America. You know, oh, my Lord, that's a place. So in any case, our hearts go out to everybody all across the South. And the devastation, the frightening the nights that they had to go through with this, and some still homeless. So we send our very, very best. And the other news that's going on for the day is this mask mandate in New York goes into effect today. And I don't know why. There's no scientific reason to have people wear masks while you're vaccinated. New York statewide mandate. I think this is good for Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor. Congressman Zeldin will join us later on this morning on the program. And if this isn't a reason not to ever vote for Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, I don't know what is, because she's just she's going right down. Even Governor Whitmer in Michigan has been saying, well, you don't want to push the businesses. You can't do because you can't put too many. She's starting to even pull back a little bit. But Hochul doubled down, and it's the de Blasio effect of just scaring everybody, of dividing everybody, and of being completely clueless. They don't understand. They don't follow the science. They just want to scare us and divide us, and it gives them more power. And they don't know. They don't have businesses. They don't live lives like you and I. And they're politicians that just put these ridiculous restrictions on us. And if I and explain this to me, please, and we'll move on, because I don't want to. I get vaccinated. I think you should get vaccinated if you can. But if you're not, I'm not going to vilify you, because when the argument is put forth, well, why should I get vaccinated? Because you can carry the virus as well as I can carry the virus. So you're as bad as I am if I don't get vaccinated. So why are you vaccinated? And I say, well, I get vaccinated because, God forbid, I get some kind of virus. The effects will be lessened, and it could stop me from dying, maybe stop me from being in the hospital. So that's why I did lessen my risk. But then I meet so many people who have had the virus and they ride it through with no vaccination and with no medicine. Then I see in Florida they have medicine for it, but they won't address solutions. All they want is to scare us, and that's what this is all about. So,
but Joe, this mandate in New York that Governor Hochul wants, I think this is the first mistake that she's made.
It's a major mistake.
And it's a major mistake. And I'll tell you why. I mean, you're, again, leaving it up to the business owners to be the vaccination police. There was no guidance as to how to do this. Westchester County Executive Rockland County Executive Ed Day says he is not enforcing the rule.
Yes,
he is not sending his people out. There are a couple places upstate as well that say, and they're all run by Republicans, who say, we're not enforcing this rule. And Ed Day said, the Rockland County Executive, he said, look, he said, I have health officials right now trying to get people vaccinated. I'm not going to pull them off of that to start sending them to businesses to make sure that these businesses are complying. It just doesn't make sense. And, I can understand from some perspective of telling people, all right, you need a mask to enter the building. In this building here, a lot of people have masks on because they're going to the doctor's offices that are in this building. I understand all of that. But now you're making the small business owner, again, who's already suffering, who's already lost money for the last almost 2 years now that we're going on this. You're gonna have them lose money again. People are saying we're not going to populate their businesses. You're gonna fine them if they don't check people or that they're wearing masks or show their vaccination cards. Crazy. It's ridiculous.
Might I add? I have to say, everywhere I go.
What's your name again?
Oh, right. I'm Joe.
Bill. Bill. It's Bill.
Tom Bowers.
Hey,
call
Joe,
Orange.
Save your thought. I can tell you. So we were with Dina Martin, my buddy Dina, who's just a sweetheart. Oh, what a great kid. Dean Martin's daughter and great talent.
She's married, though, Joseph.
Husband,
yeah,
John. No, John, please. John and Dina are so John says to me, Joe Sebelia? I swear to God, the end of the night, last night. I swear to God. Yeah, listen. They go, Joe Sebelia? And I go, whoa, tell me. We saw Joe Sebelia. He was on stage. He was 15 years old. Save your thought on your original thing that me and Al always interrupt you on, Joe.
That's all right.
But
right.
What was this? How did you meet Dina and John?
So when I was a little older than 15. I was 18, and I had seen a couple of her concerts, and I had seen her in New Jersey, and she remembered me when I saw her again the next month in Pennsylvania at the State Theater. She's walking through the crowd singing That's Amore, and she reaches me right about before she's about to turn back. She literally says in the middle of the song, it's you, and stops the whole song.
Oh my God.
Has me stand up, interviews me in the audience, talking about me and everything. So then she says, well, now you have to finish the song with me. So I sang the rest of That's Amore with her.
Oh my God.
And then when I was in college, I was doing my radio show in college. I had her on a bunch of times. So Dina and John are great friends.
Aren't they beautiful people? They really are. So it was so funny. So with Joseph, I go, I tell you, I said this, and then people started to listen. I said, I told him about the Hofstra, how you met me at Hofstra, and he said he knew everything I did. He was 19 years old. He recited my whole career, good, bad, and indifferent. And
you said security.
Yeah. And I said, and now he's producing the show. He's crushing it as the producer of the program. And he's, so they said to say hi, Joe.
Well, that I'm so glad to hear that in my regards to Dina and John. They're great people.
Isn't that the funny thing? Now, your original thought, I'm so sorry that I rudely interrupted you.
No, and I was the rude one. So let me... All I wanted to say was I was out and about over the weekend.
Yeah, so Joe, the whole mandate thing.
You know, Dina wouldn't interrupt me, Al. I was out and about over the weekend, and I noticed that it seems like everywhere you go, people are already wearing their masks anywhere as an extra precaution. So what's the point of invoking a mask mandate when people are already doing what you want them to do?
But I think it depends on, I honestly think it depends on where you are, because where I was at in South Jersey on Saturday, not many people were wearing masks. There were some, and in some of the places that we were in, my wife and I, very, very cramped, close quarters. There were a couple instances where my wife and I, we had forgotten our masks. We kind of looked at one another and said, you know what, let's leave. You know, and we weren't in any store long enough that I would think that we had gotten exposure. But it's one of those things now where, again, you have to, you can't be too careful. And look, I'm fully vaccinated and boosted and the whole thing. And this what the governor of New York is doing, I think, is detrimental to a lot of the small businesses around New York State. Now, in New York City, there's already a mandate. You have to be fully vaccinated in order to go into Madison Square Garden to see an event, certain entertainment venues or whatever. But again, show me the science that by now wearing the mask the entire time that you're in the place, and you can only remove it to drink and eat, or if you're walking through a public, please show me the science of this. I don't think this is going to prevent people from getting COVID. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. There's
and it's
no going to
hurt
science,
businesses.
No science to it at all. No science. It makes no sense at all. And let me walk me through this. And there was one video that was on was on Instagram. It was hysterical. The guy with the glasses and the beard, and he starts trying to explain why he should get vaccinated.
Oh, right.
He gets so flustered. He goes, "Because you're racist. That's why."
But again,
he can't. That's all they come up
with. Right.
That's
saying
comes up with
60% of the American population is vaccinated, at least fully vaccinated. Okay, and that's good. And we need to get those numbers up more. And I think education is the key. I think we need to educate people on the vaccine and how it's safe. You know, there was somebody who was screaming about how it has aborted fetal cells and this and that. None of these things are true. And when, you know, at least my argument is, if you're going to invoke organized religion, if you're going to say the Roman Catholic Church says you shouldn't get the vaccine, or this church or that church, every single organized religion in the world has said the vaccines are safe. So I think it's more education. We need to educate people more on the vaccine and that it is safe. Is it really safe to give it to a 5-year-old? I don't know. I think the jury is still out on that, simply for the fact that a child is still growing up and their body chemistries change between, you know, certain ages, puberty and all those other things. So maybe it's not such a great idea to get kids vaccinated, but adults, I think we all should get vaccinated if you can do it, if you've medically cleared.
You know what? The problem is this. You say, okay, you're going to get vaccinated, and then you go, okay, does that keep you from the virus? Well, no, you can still catch it, but your effects will be, you'll lessen it, but you still are a carrier. They have no idea what they're doing. Fauci, I hate to go against any Italian Americans, especially when they're from Brooklyn, New York. They have no clue. No one's getting to the answer. No one's getting to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. No one's finding out what the communists did to spew this virus upon us.
Right.
No one's paying the price. And they've got therapies to stop it, and they won't address it.
We need somebody
they won't address it. And for Hochul to step up and to say, wear a mask, it's a cop-out. Matter of fact, what I said, and this is what I don't understand about politicians, is that with Governor Murphy in New Jersey, we are the pharmaceutical medicine chest of the world. There's more pharmaceuticals in the state of New Jersey. What I would do if I was the governor, I would mandate, the way Donald Trump mandated vaccine, I would mandate the pharmaceuticals in New Jersey, and I'd say, due respect to the rest of the country, I'm the governor of New Jersey. I'm going to take care of my New Jersey people first. Forgive me, as it should be America first. We're going to do New Jersey first and come up with some kind of a monoclonal antibodies the way Governor DeSantis did it. That is the playbook. They refuse to follow it. They want to keep us down.
Well, Merck has come up with this pill.
They will not stop. They will continue with this mask mandate. They will continue with this virus. It will not stop until we replace them.
Two things,
and that's
Joe,
what we got to do, is make it a point to replace these people.
Merck has come up with this pill, which is based out of Linden, New Jersey. That is
that?
Good
what
for
with that? Also,
well, it has to get emergency use authorization.
Oh,
that's what.
Afraid
that's
to put
what.
It
right.
Because
I
the pharmaceuticals.
I agree
stop
with you on
the
that.
Virus, and they hate that. Right?
I agree with you on that. The second thing is, we need somebody like Dustin Hoffman. Outbreak was on last night. I'm mesmerized. He was so good in that movie. We need a guy like Dustin Hoffman to start screaming at Morgan Freeman and screaming at Donald Sutherland to get things to happen. That's what we need.
It's true. It's true. And then what else happened? Fox News. Now, did Chris Wallace already?
Chris Wallace left. That was his last show.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Well, you know,
and he's going to CNN. Apparently, CNN is launching some new CNN Plus service that's streaming.
He's replacing Chris Cuomo, maybe?
No. They need another Chris.
No, he is basically headlining the CNN Plus service. That's what he's going to be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's going to.
Fox is going to bring back Mike Wallace's father.
No. You know, I mean, I think that's really, listen. For those of us, listen, it's just the right move. It's the right move because I think Chris Wallace should have been on CNN all the time. Hey, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Mark Morano is going to join us, and we're going to talk about this climate change, what's causing these tornadoes. And Mark is the author of the book Green Fraud. Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to 22 westbound at the Garden State Parkway. An accident in Union. Garden State Parkway North, heavy up through 140. We're still seeing some delays on 280 East, exit 13 into Newark with a collision. 78 local lanes eastbound out by the New Jersey Turnpike, a collision in Newark. Once you get over to the inbound Holland, it's 48 minutes in. Lincoln, 45. George, at least 40 to the upper level. Eastbound, Gowanus slowing down by the Prospect. With an accident there, the Van Wyck northbound by Queens Boulevard, an accident as well out by Kew Gardens. And traffic slowing down on the Cross Island northbound by Northern Boulevard with that disabled vehicle. Vets Highway eastbound at Connect Quan Avenue into Central Islip. Watch for a collision. And over on the Palisades Parkway southbound, exit 11 into New City, watch for a disabled vehicle. Partly cloudy today with a high of 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. Come rain or shine, high winds or mild breezes, blue skies or gray. It's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hey, Joe, tell me about Balance of Nature. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, I was on my way yesterday, and we did the unveiling of the Frank Sinatra statue, right? And now I'm running, and Captain Frank's driving, and we're going into New York. And I'm with Charlie Pignon and Johnny Pizza, my buddy Johnny Pizza. Yeah, the gang got together. Johnny Pizza is like a legendary cat who knew Mr. Sinatra. The gang was together, and the guys were all talking, exchanging stories and stuff. And I reached into my bag as Captain Frank was driving, and I usually take three fruits of Balance of Nature in the morning, three again in noon, and then I do three vegetables, and then three, you know, so it's like three, 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 and three. That's the way I do it. It just seems to give me energy, mental clarity, allows me to run around with Balance of Nature. It's Balance of Nature, right? So you know what I did? I took a six at once, because Dr. Howard told me you can do that, because all it is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I could never do that with a vitamin, by the way, because it'll make you nauseous. It's mostly synthetic vitamins are. Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. So I took three vegetables and three fruits. I was wired. I didn't use the word wired, but I was just like so energetic for the whole show at Patsy's. You know, we did another 3 hours. And I got to tell you, I am sold on Balance of Nature. I have been for years. I take it religiously. And I suggest that you try it. And also, how about a gift of good health where you give somebody Balance of Nature? Isn't that a great idea? Because you can get 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can get 35% off and free shipping and your own private health coach, courtesy of the Howard family. I'm telling you, you got to try Balance of Nature. Here's the number, 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. The discount code is Joe.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the place, everyone had such a smile on their face. Mortgage or rent had been paid for all next year. 'Twas the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes that brought so much cheer. You too can enter before it drops out of sight. Enter one, enter all, and to all a good night.
Go to AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Christmas Mortgage Miracle banner to enter. Enter once per day. Christmas Mortgage Miracle, sponsored by Swift Home Buyers.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. On Wall Street, stock futures are in the green after rallies which left the S&P at a new record close with its best week since February. Asian stocks are up and European ones mostly higher. All this ahead of a Fed policy meeting this week, which could influence when it starts rolling back stimulus. California may cut rooftop solar incentives as that market soars. California Public Utility Commission regulators are set to issue proposed reforms this week for a program known as net energy metering. This allows solar customers to sell the energy they don't need back into the power grid. And Australia and South Korea have signed a $680 million defense deal as the South Korean president becomes the first foreign leader to visit Australia since the pandemic began. That's your Fox Business News. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
When Natalie was diagnosed with cancer, she took control of her health. When Natalie wanted to help other people with cancer, she became a doctor. When Natalie wanted to make quality care affordable, she became a researcher. When Natalie's patients needed innovative treatments, she found them. Conquer Cancer supports researchers like Dr. Natalie McKenzie, so we can conquer every cancer for every patient everywhere. Cancer research saves lives. Learn more and donate at conquer.org. That's conquer.org.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hello there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Tell you about Mike Connors. I'm going, you know what I'm doing tonight? I'm having dinner with the Connors. I have the best time with Mike and with Beth and Michael Jr., I call him. What a beautiful family. And I'm so grateful to Mike because he figured out my estate. He figured out my Mama Luke's. He figured out all the problems I have in my life to protect my legacy. And we created an estate plan, you know, and customized it. And he could do that for you specifically to protect your assets, and including your home, by the way. So schedule a free in-person initial consultation, as I did, with an attorney at Connors & Sullivan. I went over to Brooklyn. You can go to all their locations. But I have to tell you, it's so easy. And you think like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, I'm not going to be able to. Just go and talk. Get that free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors & Sullivan. Simple as that. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You could visit them at ConnorsAndSullivan.com. But don't let all the confusion of an estate or nursing home bills, for example. Don't mess with your life savings. You want to protect it, and you could do that with the lawyers at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. Free in-person initial consultation. Or start here, please. ConnorsAndSullivan.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. Happy Monday. We're going into Christmas time. You ready? Big news. The big news is that I actually put the lights up over the weekend. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Yes, I have that I've seen on TV lights, but I also put the regular lights out as well. So Merry Christmas. We got it done. Hey, Mark Morano is the guy, former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of ClimateDepot.com, author of Green Fraud. Mark, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Happy to be here today.
Well, all good. So, you know, there's tornadoes. There's death and destruction. And then you see the so-called president of the United States, Mark Morano, say, climate change. It's a cop-out, is it not? And help me out here, because if there's an element of truth, sure, I got it, and I'll accept it. But it seems so preposterous, like to say, we are changing the climate. I don't know that we have the power to do it. And it seems to be like an excuse from the government, Mark. Please help us out here.
Yes. In the words of one meteorologist, they're weaponizing the weather, where every bad weather event is proof that we've caused it and that we need a government solution and that we have to give up our freedom to, in order to save the climate. What Biden did on this thing, one meteorologist dubbed it utter bull bleep. Wow. That was one directly opposite. I think the other one said it's directly opposite to observational evidence. December tornadoes aren't rare. And here's the kicker. Are you ready for this, Joe? Tornadoes in the 1970s were blamed on man-made global cooling. So when the narrative was different, they blamed the tornadoes on something else. And it was they blamed it on us blocking the sun, causing the earth to dim, and creating a new ice age.
I remember that. Oh, my gosh. So big tornadoes are down 50% since about 1954, correct?
Yes, and this trend has continued. When I say big, I mean they're called EF3, which are the big, massive. Yeah, they go four and five, and they call the category five, of course, is the finger of God. You know, they do even worse destruction. But what we had here, it looks like we had EF3s, which was still violent, deadly tornadoes.
Yeah.
But not uncommon in December in winter. If you go back now, people will claim on Twitter, I get a lot of pushback. Oh, look at the chart. More tornadoes. You know, there's a trend of increasing overall tornadoes. Now, here's a key that people need to understand this. Since the 1950s, 60s, 70s, we've developed all sorts of technology, from radar to satellite to plane flight, unbelievable technology that can detect even just slight funnel clouds. And they include these. Even they're called EF0, like no-strength tornadoes, are now included. We never could have measured. So you will credibly see charts that say, tornadoes are up. This is due to man-made climate. No, it's due to better detection. We didn't even detect all of the violent tornadoes. If they happened in an area, say, in the 1950s where no one lived, they may not even have been recorded, a big, powerful tornado. So this is where people get into statistical nonsense. They'll claim tornadoes are up. Al Gore has claimed this. I'm sure Joe Biden is going to claim this. But if you look at what we can measure and you look at it consistently, big, violent tornadoes down more than 50% since the 1950s, down significantly since the 70s as well. The trend is the opposite. It's so bad, Joe, that even the United Nations climate panel disagrees with Joe Biden. They say trends associated with tornadoes are not robustly detected, and they say it's beyond current modeling and theoretical capabilities. So even the UN, which is all in on the climate agenda, can't support what Joe Biden is trying to claim here today.
You know, and why, Mark, can't we predict these things? I was just saying, it's like the 21st century, and we can't predict earthquakes, we can't predict tornadoes, and like I said, as I was being facetious, but it's true, my iPhone doesn't even work. I mean, what's going on? It's the 21st century, man. Can we fix something? Is there any indication? Because I guess they got sirens, but it just breaks my heart to see the devastation and the lives lost when I guess they just don't have that technology. I mean, it just seems that they would by this time, Mark.
Well, the technology we have are all the early warning detection, and that includes television, radio, the sirens. We're much better off and even usually have a few days' warning. This did catch people by surprise, but the good news is, I mean, if there can be good news in the midst of this tragedy, is that the stuff I just mentioned and also fossil fuel development, knowing how to build homes, especially with hurricanes, hurricane-resistant, wind-resistant homes and structures, the death rate from climate-related deaths, storm-related, 99% drop since the 1920s. That's the good news, is that we've gotten a lot better, but there's just not much. There's only a limit to how much modern society and technology can do. You're going to have your incidences like this, you know, and I think one of the big hits here was the Amazon warehouse roof collapsing, it's going to happen, and it's a tragedy. The last thing we want to do, and I don't even like talking about this when this is happening, but we're forced to because the President of the United States interjects the climate agenda politics into this human tragedy.
Exactly. I couldn't believe he went there. Could not believe it. It's a cop-out because they're just clueless in that regard. This is Mark Morano wrote the book Green Fraud, and this is, if you care about America's future, read this book, Mark Levin has said. So everybody's reading this Green Fraud. And again, explain to us the bottom line and the reason for all this is just for power and control. It's for, because is this going to be a big business? Because they get, and Mark, we talked about this once, but we have to keep saying it over and over and over and over again on the radio to get the point across. An electric car in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark Morano, you know best, an electric car that they're pushing. And first of all, let me start here. President Trump, I always call the president President Trump, sorry. President Biden, so-called President Biden, he's the guy that says, okay, we're going to go electric, but then we're going to stop all fossil fuels. And it's backwards because now we're scrambling. Now the gas prices are through the roof. Now he's killing jobs. He's handing it off to Russia. And then when you make an electric car, it's worse for the earth. And correct me if I'm wrong. Than a fossil fuel car because of the battery, the minerals needed, and the disposal of everything that is included in that electric car. Do I have that right?
You have it exactly right. That's the thing. Now, a couple things. I'm not against electric cars. If people want to get them and they come up with technologies, what they're doing, though, is they're banning the internal combustion engine,
right,
traditional cars, in order to mandate electric cars. And they're doing this through corporate average fuel economy standards. They're going to make cars so expensive. They're doing it through higher gas prices, which are literally the last several Secretary of Energies we've had under Obama and Biden have said they want European-style gas prices, and they have no problem with high gas prices. All designed to force us to electric cars and mandate it. And the electric cars rely on rare earth mining, and it's coming from China. All of these green mandates, solar, wind, are making us more reliant on China as we shut down our domestic energy. And the electric cars are not earth-friendly when you look at every aspect that goes into it in terms of the rare earth mining, disrupting the earth, the environmental damage, and all the transportation of those rare earth to yeah. the United States
yeah.
and for the battery technology. So, but here's the kicker. You ask why they're doing it. The UK transport minister just announced owning a car is outdated 20th century thinking. We must move to shared mobility due to climate change. That's the UK's thing. Now, Business Insider magazine just came out and said electric cars aren't enough, Joe, that we should actually we need to get rid of cars completely. Andrew Yang, who ran for mayor in New York, Democratic candidate, actually said that we need to get rid of private car ownership and move to roving fleets of rental electric cars. They want to lock us down. They want to take away the freedom of transportation, force us into essentially public transit, and make what's available roving fleets of electric cars. The agenda is clear here. It's about controlling humans. It's about controlling our movement. It's about controlling our speech. It's about literally remaking the world, and that's what we're living through right now, and that's where the climate agenda leads us, and, of course, the COVID lockdowns have brought us there rapidly.
Mark, you're right on money, man. You got to keep speaking the truth. The government's not coming after you yet, are they? You know, I mean, I'll keep waiting for the
No, Twitter has. I've been shadow banned all over Twitter. People tell me they can't see my feed.
Yeah, that's the best. That's great.
All social media, but you know, I'm waiting. You know, I've been fighting. My next book's on the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum.
How
billionaires have taken over essentially the global agenda, and they're crushing our freedom for their agenda. And we're seeing it with the lockdowns. By the way, New York Times today finally admitting lockdowns may do no good for a virus and that masking children is no good. The New York Times is finally reaching out and admitting all this, but it's all too late, of course, because every politician, every blue state politician has bought into this.
Mark, you're a treasure, my friend. Please come back soon. Keep speaking the truth. We love you. And thank God bless you for having the guts to do it, Mark Morano. Thank you, my friend. Hey, Merry Christmas,
so much,
man. And hopefully I'll see you one of these days in the studio. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot. Okay,
thank you. Mark Morano right there. Don't forget, the book is Green Fraud. Oh, he's going to write a book about the reset. I love it. And he's the publisher of ClimateDepot.com. By the way, like Mark said, he said it great. Eloquently, he said, electric cars, absolutely, bring them on. But you can't just stop fossil fuels and they go right to electric. It was like, and no one in the press even said, whoa, Mr. President, to Biden, what are you doing? No one even questions it. It's impossible to do. And please hear this, okay? When you make an electric car, as Mark just said, and you got to read Green Fraud, the minerals that we get, or everything that they're turning to with the windmills and the solar panels, all made where? Communist China. Now, does that seem like the president, and this is me talking now, that the president is compromised? because of he and Hunter and everything. It's like the everything leads. This whole White House seems to support communist China before they support America. Am I wrong? Give me a call, 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio. It's a 7:38 right now, and Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Dozens of CUNY students are on the mayor-elect Eric Adams transition team, about 50 students at the city's public university, taking part in the intern program. They're getting experience working on public policy while having a say in reshaping the city. Adams says having them on the team is important because everything City Hall does now must have future generations in mind. Most of the students grew up in the city and say they can offer insight on the issues facing young people. Frank Sinatra's hometown in New Jersey honored the music icon with a life-size statue on his birthday. A six-foot-tall bronze statue of Sinatra was unveiled Sunday at the Sinatra Park Amphitheater in Hoboken. Our own Joe Piscopo, who often impersonated the late singer on Saturday Night Live, emceed the ceremony. The crowd, which included Mayor Ravi Bahala and Sinatra's daughter Tina, sang happy birthday to the late singer on what would have been his 106th birthday. A children's choir also performed his classics Fly Me to the Moon and My Way. In sports, Chargers crushed the Giants 37-21. The Saints blow out the Jets 30-9. Knicks hammered by the Bucks 112-97. The Nets beat the Pistons 116-104. Easy for me to say. On the ice, the Rangers shut out by the Predators 1-0. And in college hoops, as you heard here on The Answer yesterday, Seton Hall over Rutgers 77-63. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Garden State Parkway northbound slowing down exit 82 up through 90, getting up toward Tom's River and Brick. It's kind of busy this morning. Parkway northbound up toward 140 as well. Southbound slowing down in toward that area of the Union Tolls. Expect delays on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, getting up toward 14 in Newark. Inbound George, Lincoln, and the Holland all about 40 minutes in. 280 eastbound over by exit 13 in Newark. It's a collision there. Eastbound Gowanus still on the brakes up by the Prospect with a collision. Cross Island northbound by Northern Boulevard, a disabled van. The Van Wyck northbound into Kew Gardens slowing down with some earlier problems cleared. And also the Southern State Parkway eastbound at 109. Accident just cleaned up. That's finally out of the way. Vets Highway getting out toward the Northern State. It's a collision. And over on the Sprain southbound, busy getting down through Yonkers. And that's all due to some ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high of 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Tell me about Route 22 Toyota, because you can get more for your car than you think. And that's what Alex Kinsella, he's the general manager at Route 22 Toyota, has told us. We want you to get over there because you can find out now how much your vehicle is worth, whether you lease, finance, or your vehicle own it outright. It's worth now more than ever before. They are paying over book value at Route 22 Toyota for your current vehicle. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand. And our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your while. 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. Get a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today. 973-705-8905. You speak with someone on Alex's team, you get more than ever before for your current vehicle. You can visit them at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Check out our show One-on-One every night for my conversations with leaders and experts from business, sports, politics, and the arts.
Retire and do what? It's great. I don't want to stop.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
And guess where my trailer was? A block away from my apartment. It couldn't have been better.
So catch One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights on 13WNET and NJPBS, and online at steveadubato.org.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Lindell. He always, always is so hip to radio. And he has been on radio from day one, starting with the late, great Imus in the morning, right? And you remember hearing Mike Lindell early on talking about the pillow and MyPillow. Then MyPillow exploded into one of the greatest companies in America. And Mike, to this day, employs thousands of workers right in Minnesota, in his home state, keeps it in his home state. And now, of course, he got caught in the cancel culture, you know. But I don't abandon my friends. And whether you believe or agree with them or not, I do not abandon my friends. I appreciate loyalty, and I return that loyalty. It's what I think it's the human thing to do. It's a decent, and there's a courtesy there, you know, amongst you know, our fellow citizens here. So Mike steps up for you again on the radio. Look at these deals that he's doing, because the all those big, you know, the box stores and the shopping channels, they're afraid of this cancel culture. So Mike has turned to you and made you these great deals directly. You ready? For a standard MyPillow, it's regularly $69.98. It's now only $19.98 with your promo code. How about the queen size pillow? It's regularly almost $80, $79.98. Now only $24.98. with the promo code Joe P. Don't forget king size, the big head pillow, like regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. Mike has also lowered the price on his 3-inch mattress topper to 50% off with the promo code Joe P. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P or go to MyPillow.com. Click on, yes, the radio listener square. That is for you. The promo code is Joe P.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Today's Newark Trivia Question is sponsored by Broadway House for Continuing Care, nationally recognized long-term care for those with HIV, AIDS, and other acute conditions. Learn more at BroadwayHouse.org.
And we'll be at the Broadway House on Wednesday, broadcasting live. Oh, yes, we will. For the entire month of December, AM 970, The Answer, and the Joe Piscopo Show are spotlighting the city, the great city of Newark, New Jersey. And we want to reward you for being kind enough to listen. Here's the number, 877-970-2999. We have a trivia question for you. If you get it right, the first correct caller at 877-970-2999, you'll get a $50 gift card from Calandra's Bakery. Legendary. I talked to Tony Calandra last night. They made the cake. They made a Frank Sinatra cake, you know, over at Patsy's. Ah! To die for, with cannolis on it. That was from Calandra's, absolutely. And they have 3 bakeries delivering products to more than 500 supermarkets, delis, restaurants in the tri-state area. The breads are made with only 4 ingredients, no preservatives. You will love. So get that fit. If you get the correct answer, you get a $50 gift card to really this iconic family bakery, Calandra's. So here's the question. You ready? On what date did the New Jersey Performing Arts Center open? On what date did the New Jersey Performing Arts Center open? I was there. 877-970-2999. Again, you correctly answer that. The first correct answer, a caller to answer it correctly, $50 gift card from Calandra's. Family owned and operated since 1962. 3 bakeries, Fairfield, Newark, still there on Bloomfield Avenue. It's great, right there in Newark, New Jersey, or in right there in Caldwell, New Jersey, the Calandra Village. Calandra's, you will love Calandra's. Hey, let me, while we're talking about Newark, I'd like to pivot, if I may, to John Westervelt. He is the Chief Executive Officer at Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of Newark. And I've always said, Catholic Charities steps up. They're a safety net for communities all around the country. And it's a pleasure and a privilege to bring John, the CEO of Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Newark, to the airwaves. John, welcome to the program, my friend, and thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting us to this program. It's great.
Well, getting the word out, you know, Catholic Charities, I've always said, has done so much. How did you become with the organization? Right out of college, I hear, John.
Right out of college, I graduated from St. Peter's University in Jersey City, born and raised in New Jersey and Jersey City, and came right here out of, as a junior accountant here at Catholic Charities. And 39 years later, for the last nine, I've been running the agency as a chief executive officer. Never thought when I started here 39 years ago, I'd be actually at the helm running it all.
Yeah, but and tell us how you step up. You're really the safety net, John Westervelt. You're the safety net in communities where even the government sometimes doesn't do the job. Catholic Charities steps up. Tell us how you help the good folks of cities, certainly around New Jersey.
Absolutely. Again, we trace our existence back to 1903, so 118 years serving the northern end of New Jersey, Hudson, Unionburg, and Estes counties. We have over 26 locations and 84 different programs, including ones for veterans, people with HIV, people with disabilities, senior programs. We have immigration and refugee programs. We have the one of the largest and oldest homeless shelter systems in the state of New Jersey. We also help children with autism and learning disabilities, mental health issues and counseling, and housing for seniors and disabled. Again, over 650 employees, and we're serving about 50,000. This year, a little lower at 50,000, but we're always usually around 65 to 70,000 people each year we're serving in all those different many programs we serve.
You know, I don't know, John, if I may, I don't know how you do it in the pandemic. It must have been so tough because you got to check and you got to recheck and you got to be very, very careful. Is it loosening up a little bit at least?
Very little, but it's starting to. We see more people coming to our programs. Again, a lot of our programs were telemed for a little bit. We never closed, never shut down, but a lot of our consumers and clients wanted to be in person, so we had to open our facilities. But again, being very cautious and cleaning after every session and everything. So, you know, again, a lot of people wanted to be here. A lot of our clients, especially our mental health clients, rely on our doctors and our staff to be with them. And there are other programs that they love coming to. So it's like, again, it was difficulty, but again, we never shut our doors and we couldn't because people depended on us.
Oh, hey, you're a knight, man. Is that what I'm reading here? You were appointed a knight of St. Gregory by Pope John Paul II, sir.
Yes, I was. I was very fortunate. 2 days before he passed away, he knighted me as a knight of St. Gregory. So,
well,
that's very thrilled and exciting.
That is most impressive that you're doing so much with your life, John. God bless you for that, and God bless you for helping all the folks through Catholic Charities. John Westervelt, Chief Executive Officer. Where can we help? Where can we find Catholic Charities in the Archdiocese of Newark, sir?
Great. We encourage everyone to go to our website, which is www.cccannj.org. Again, helping with many donations or volunteers, whatever people could help us out would really be very good at this time, especially during the Christmas holiday
when
we have a lot of people in our shelters, our children in our shelters, again, trying to make their situation positive and have some community services. Thanks to individuals and corporations like Goyer and people giving us gifts. And so it makes their situation a little less memorable for them and their family. Even though they're in the shelter, they can have at least some family memories.
John, doing God's work, my friend. God bless you. I'll see you out there on the road. And thanks for all that you're doing with Catholic Charities.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, man. John Westervelt, Chief Executive Officer at Catholic Charities, Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey. Debbie knows all about that all too well. And they do so many great things. Debbie's on the roads at 7:52 on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's go out to the thruway southbound right through Spring Valley. A disabled vehicle getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. We're still seeing delays 84 westbound heading out through Brewster with an accident over there. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 40 to the upper, 25 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel looks like you're still waiting here about 25 minutes. And over at the Holland Tunnel, about 30 in from both approaches. 280 eastbound right by exit 13 in Newark. It's a collision. Route 1 is busy northbound getting up toward 287 in Edison, and expect delays on the eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect with a collision still being cleared. Westbound Belt on the brakes getting right out toward Kennedy Airport. Southern State Parkway eastbound by 109, an accident just cleared. Vets Highway into the northern state It's an accident blocking one lane. Alternate side parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Give the gift they want this year, a new iPhone 12 from Pure Talk for just $479. My friends, Pure Talk gives you great prices and great 5G coverage with unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 6 gigabytes of data for just $30 a month. The average family is saving over $800 a year. So from your cell phone, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager and save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Dennis Prager. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, giftbaskets.com. Today is the day I lift my hands in praise. Today is the day that I give my life away.
A devoted Christian by day and a rock star by night. That's CJ Ray for you.
Hi, I'm CJ Ray, and you should really come join me on the CJ Ray Show, the show where I get to discuss music, faith, and this crazy thing called life with you, the listener. Want to find out more about me? Check out my website, cjray.com.
Tune in to the CJ Ray Show, Sunday mornings starting at 7, only on AM 970, The Answer. Today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, hi, Joe on the radio.
Great. Nope, I'm not telling you.
Ah, baby.
Good luck.
Relief Factor, is it?
Yes.
Try Relief Factor, baby. I know what I mean now, baby. I am so pleased. Go up and down the stairs with a reckless abandon. And just galloping, yes.
Like the Lone Ranger, that is me, galloping.
I really moving around by the grace of God. And then when we were doing the Frank Sinatra statue unveiling yesterday, they had big, big steps. They were big, like 2 feet high. And you had to go step to step to step up, the unveiling of the statue. And I went up. I didn't even think about it. I did not even think. By the grace of God, I just went ba-boom with the next step. And then I have to attribute a lot of that to Relief Factor. Because I'm out of pain. And hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor. About 70% have gone on to order more. So we suggest that you try it to see if we can get you out of pain. And the most logical way to do it is to try the 3-week quick start. Because less than $20. It's only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. We will gallop together. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. Joe Lumberg, he is the man, the weatherman, the marathon man, weatherman. How you, Joey? How you doing? Good weekend for you, my friend?
Good weekend for me. How about you?
Great. It was busy. It was crazy. It was all great. All good. I'm inspired.
Excellent.
We are a great country. Times are going to be even better than they are now. How's the weather, Joey? How is the weather today?
The weather's going to be even better this week because it's going to get mild on a consistent basis. Above 50 today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and probably near 50 on Friday. I'm liking this temperature trend this week. Really, the only rain that we've got in the forecast for the most part is going to be Thursday night. as a cold front comes through. But other than that, it's going to be a pretty nice week ahead of Christmas. Yeah.
I love it. It's a little warm. I actually put the lights out.
Yeah.
So I put the lights out. Got a little warmth out there.
You did?
There.
Yeah. Look at you. Man,
I know. Mr. Christmas, thank you very much.
And no pain. And no pain.
Joey Christmas with no pain. That is it. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Congressman Lee Zeldin is going to join us. Heather McDonald on the program. The one, the only, the legend, Alan Alda on the program. And we are coming right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.